Good morning, guys. This is episode 6 of Movies and Memories with Brett and Anna. And for our 6th episode, we are doing Judd Apatow's 40-year-old version. And to tell you what the movie's all about, here is Hannah.
Yay. Okay, so
Hey, Hannah.
40-year-old virgin. I'm
Hey, what's up?
excited and I'm so glad that we chose to have a what you call palate cleanser. So that change of pace from all the
Exactly.
dramatic romantic
Because
movies, spy films are all like,
it got heavy there for a minute,
yeah,
you
it
know.
got really heavy.
You're getting too sappy there.
Yeah, and also with the streaming limitations, when you if you don't have like a VPN thingy, so it kind of complicates stuff,
Yeah,
but we'll
because
figure
we
it out.
for our listeners, we were gonna do Chef initially, but then Hannah doesn't have a copy, and then she said, like, why not 40-year-old virgin? We're like, shit, yes. Funny enough, because I just watched it the previous week and I've seen it like four times this week.
I would say it's a classic, and I think it's just one of those first in that kind of genre of comedy,
Of Jap
I'd
Apatow films.
say. And so 40-year-old virgin, I mean, as a title, it's pretty much that. It's really straightforward. And he's played, the guy is named Andy, and he's played by Steve Carell, who is really, at the time, was filming The Office. And so the movie's really about this guy, Andy, who's a virgin, is a total nerd, doesn't know how to drive a car, doesn't really have any ambitions, is stuck working as a stock manager at like a tech store, or like a hardware, not a hardware store. What is it? Like a Best Buy.
Like a Best
What's
Buy,
that?
pretty much, yeah.
Appliance store.
Electronic store, yeah.
Yeah, and he's an avid collector of like memorabilia for action figures, and he has
Like
a
pop
lot of
culture.
toys. Yeah. And his colleagues find out that he's still a virgin at 40 and has never really had a girlfriend, has never really been in a relationship, and they make it their goal to get him de-virginized. Pretty much that's the whole goal in the movie. And he eventually finds and gets a girlfriend who's a hot grandma. And they start dating, and it comes to the point where she's a little bit, confused why he doesn't, like most men at one point would at least try to take it, not take advantage, but move on to the next step or whatever. But he's like very content where they are, and the story evolves pretty much like that. It's hilarious. There's a lot of funny scenes. I don't know if it would be appropriate right now. I don't think it would
No.
definitely not be
Oh,
made
no.
now. No
No.
way.
Oh, hell
But
no.
I love it.
It
It's
would be considered
awesome.
an incel movie right now if it were
Yeah,
like
that's pretty much
the
it.
social politics right now just wouldn't work.
Definitely.
It was made at the perfect time before the internet, so
Before it really, like,
blew up. Because she had an eBay store, which I don't know how the fuck that thing
which
works.
that part was so funny. I was trying to think like the logistics of this, because if you haven't, so what she does is you come to her with your thing, and she's the one
As
who
she
just
says it,
does the tricky part, I guess,
of
tricky
selling it.
part of putting it on eBay to sell it. Which I
Exactly.
kind of understand at that time, right? If you're not just you're just not tech savvy, you don't wanna like think about worry about that and all
That's
that,
right.
and just hire someone else to do it for you. Which I guess makes sense. But now it's too much that you just do it yourself. There's no need
It's
for
too
that. It would
easy.
be obsolete now.
We have Facebook Marketplace thing and just take a picture, boom, that's it. Sold.
And
So
I have not had a good experience with eBay either.
yeah.
Yeah,
Why?
because the stuff there isn't really monitored. I tried buying something, it never came, and then the person, the seller, like never replied. So I had to contact eBay and be like, I never got my thing. Can you just like cancel everything and remove whatever, return the money?
Did you get your
And
money
they're like,
back?
yeah.
Okay.
It's just a return.
Amazon's
Yeah.
just taking over though.
Yeah,
Instead
Amazon
of
is the way to
just,
go anyway.
exactly. Instead of going on eBay, just going to Amazon. You got a lot more. I don't know. But hey. So
All right.
yeah, it's
Anything you can add to that?
A 2005 film and it's a fucking ensemble cast. It's a I don't know, like the cast here, I haven't okay. I saw it like a few years ago. I rewatched it a few years ago. I rewatched it again. And you just notice all kinds of shit, right? So there's Romany Malco. This was his last like comedic performance because apparently he's a Christian. Oh, we'll go into this later. So at some point he actually asked Judd Apatow if they could if he could like delete all his lines from the film.
Because his
And Judd
mom's
just
like a minister or something,
exactly.
so I think he was scared. I
And
totally get that.
he just said, "No, you have some of the best lines." So yeah, this is for you, Andy. Waves of pussy will be coming on towards you on Saturday. Holy fuck. Seth Rogen, Leslie Mann. Oh my God. I don't know. I don't know who pulls the shots here. Who throws the hottest shots? But Leslie Mann definitely is top
I love
tier.
Leslie Mann.
Kat Dennings, so I love Kat. How many
Yeah,
times did you tell
she was
it?
so young. I
So
know.
young. So young, like
It's so funny.
yeah, she was yeah, she was so young. Like she wasn't her face was different before she yeah, it looked different than on Two Broke Girls or whatever.
Oh yeah,
Yeah, she, yeah, so young. I think she had
definitely.
pimples still. But Jonah Hill, dude, Kevin Hart is on this.
Huge. Yeah, Kevin Hart shows
Kevin
up
Hart
at
was on
one point.
this. And I don't know. Probably my favorite would still be
Even
Paul
David
Rudd.
Kuchner, Kuchner is in it.
Is he?
He
Where is
and he's like a dad in the counseling.
Oh, is he? Who is that guy? Okay. But yeah, there's just
He's in
damn.
like all the Will Ferrell movies.
Oh, is he? Cochran.
Yeah. I mean, he'll be there. He's in and out. He's in The Office. He plays, I forgot his name, but the guy that Michael Scott really looks up to. But he's just super rowdy. I forgot his name.
Is he Seth's dad? No.
No,
Come on.
no, no. He's a dad in the counseling scene with all the kids, and it's like they're trying to basically teach the kids to be abstinent.
Okay. I'm trying to picture him out, but okay, anyways. But yeah, that's another good character, like that Seth guy. Do you have like extra large condoms? Seth, you have a tiny dick. You think you're
mean,
cool with your Jufro?
yeah. So this is actually Judd Apatow's first movie directing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
He
before
mostly
this is
just
before,
scriptwriter.
this is after Freaks and Geeks,
Yes,
right?
yes, yes.
And so that's why this is the first one he directed, and then he kind of pretty much uses, this is when you started seeing all of the
The
same
same characters.
actors over
You
and over,
know,
and they used to recycle the same characters. They just change up the name.
and did you know that Jason Segel, he was supposed to be Jason Segel?
Yeah, but they didn't like him. They refused to
Yeah,
have him in the
Universal
movie.
apparently. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is
Which
borrowed
is weird.
research
I
from the
find him so cute
Rewatchables,
though.
by the way.
I find
Yeah.
him very cute and like attractive. That why and he does
Why
well
not?
on camera. Like I think he looks well on camera, so I would understand. And they said that Paul Rudd was too fat.
Yeah, they had him lose weight or whatever. Again,
Okay.
thank you, guys at the Ringer Network. This is
For
a
what?
bunch of this is from because the Rewatchables podcast, they also did an episode on 40-year-old virgin.
Oh,
So
okay.
a lot of these research is actually from them too. It's on
Really?
yeah. Have you listened to
Oh,
that
okay.
episode? So
Yeah,
yeah.
but all this stuff was on IMDb as
IMDb,
well.
exactly, yeah. That's
Yeah,
where
and
they get their shit
Wikipedia
in.
got
That's
most
right.
of my
But they love this film too, and so do we. It's just, I don't
I
know.
like it. It's one of those these movies, not specifically 40-year-old virgin, but like this genre is what I would look for if you want that kind of like laugh in your day. It's that movie that will just like lift you up in spirits.
I think it's the kind of film that you kind of have to watch with a friend or share with a
Yeah.
friend. It makes it more
Sure.
fun.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I
It's
mean,
better. It's better with a friend. I'll watch it alone, but
I
it's
watched
better
it
with a
alone. It's
friend.
fine. So many quotable lines, man. It's so funny. So, I don't know. What themes do you think are being explored here?
The only one I could think of was just loss of innocence.
True. That's true.
Right?
That's it.
Pretty much. It's just his journey to like figuring it out.
Maturity. I don't know.
But I have
Adult.
mad respect for Andy
Yeah,
that
he
he
held
was able
off.
to with like go through 40 years and like not
Exactly.
be pressured.
Yeah.
And it shows with his like collectibles pretty
Mm
much, because he draws that analogy because Trish, the girlfriend,
Okay.
wants him to sell those movies, not those movies, sorry, those toys and stuff, but he's kept them in the box. So that
You're trying to have
mentality,
sex.
yeah,
You're trying to have
he
sex.
yeah, because
Yeah.
he's like, no, I need to like, because
Yeah.
he's gonna sell them, he needs to like preserve it properly when he sends it. And he was like, yeah, I was like, I never, you never take it out or else it loses its value, which is
Exactly.
weirdly the analogy like in Christian school that they give you to convince you to stay
That's a good
abstinent.
parallel. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
You
we'll
lose the
talk about that
integrity of the
later.
box. You gotta protect the integrity of the box. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. So
So,
I have mad respect for Andy in that sense that he was able to hold on that long, I guess. Highs and lows.
Would you think friendship is also a good theme here? See, as weird
Yeah,
as
definitely.
friends were, as absurd as their way of helping out was, they didn't really like him initially. But they just had no choice. They had to invite him over for poker. They thought he was weird. They thought he was a serial killer, right? But yeah, I think it's a little bit about friendship. So,
I would say, I would agree, totally agree with that it's definitely a friendship movie. But I just, the way I saw it was just like, this is probably just how guys act
are.
with each other. We
Yeah.
don't, we're not. Like girls are at least okay, let's be friends, which is super annoying. But guys don't have to do that. Like they can swear at each other, punch each other in the nuts, and like you just
They still be
know
friends.
that you're
Yeah.
friends. And
That's
if you
right.
talk about them to like my husband tells me about his best friend, but they have never told each other that they're each other's best friend because that is not a guy thing to do. But then the best friend tells me, yeah, he's my best friend too, but I'm never gonna tell him that.
Don't
So I was just like, okay, that's just a guy thing. Like, we don't have to establish that kind of, we don't have to have labels.
Yeah. But hey, why not though? Why not tell each other, express your affection for each other as friends?
Because that's gay.
Not really.
No,
I
I'm saying,
mean,
like, in the movie,
in the movie,
it would be gay
yeah. You know what makes you gay?
if
But yeah, again, it has not aged well
it was.
in the social political climate we're in right now. We can't really
It
say shit
hasn't
like that.
aged appropriately.
Yes. Not at all,
But
but
I will still watch this movie
it's
over
still fun.
500 days of summer.
You know what? You know what? After this, I'm just gonna rewatch the
Me Oh,
I
it's
love
so
it.
funny. It is
It's
so good.
so good. It's so good. Like, I mean, I respect everyone. I feel bad because I have to qualify myself, but I respect everyone, whatever you are. But this is still a very funny movie, no matter
Yeah.
how
But
weird.
the thing is, I think even in that group of friends, even if you were gay, if you were just like, yeah, I actually am gay, they'd just
They
be
still
like,
accept them. Okay.
what other?
Yeah, I have friends who suck cock in jail. That's so wrong. It's racist and it's homophobic. I love this movie so much. Holy fuck.
It's
Okay.
so good.
Okay. Moving on. Where were you
Yeah.
when you
Any
first saw
other
the
themes
film?
though? Friendship?
I
I guess,
think
yeah, friendship's a good one.
it's fine. It's a fun movie. No other themes required.
I don't, that's it, friendship.
It's a 2005 film. Yeah, it's a 2005 film.
So
Steven.
good.
Yeah, hey. So where were you when you first saw this film, Hannah?
Okay, so when it came out, I
Mm-hmm. Oh.
remember when it came out. I think the title was the same. So it came out like 2005, right? So I'm in fifth grade or
Oh,
sixth
shit.
grade. So I'm like 12. And even for the rating here, I wouldn't even have been allowed to watch it, even if I wanted to. And because I grew up in a very Christian school, Christian household, I am a Christian, but like very strict. So this would have been a big no-no.
Of
I
course, the
wouldn't
word
have
virgin.
found anyone in school, even if they wanted to watch it, I wouldn't be able to watch it with them. And I just remember seeing all the ads, and it finally came out on DVD at my local, like, not
Theater.
Blockbuster. Yeah, our version of a rental.
Oh, video sitting, something like
Yeah, our
that,
Video City. It's just like down the street, and I would spend hours and hours there looking at movies. And this came out. I'm like, I cannot rent this. If my parents find out and watch it themselves, I know how much
you'll be
trouble
in
I'm going to
trouble.
get into. And I don't think they would have given it to me anyway. They're pretty like lax
Chill.
here, but
It's a
I was like,
comedy film.
I probably just wouldn't be allowed to watch it. And I was like, it's not going to be appropriate. So I never watched it until I was actually in college. Not even high school. Like I think it was, I think my friend borrowed it from Video City. He had a
Oh
bunch of
shit.
movies and we met up and he was like, oh, I just have to return these. And I'm like, and it was in one of those. And I'm like, can I borrow this? I'll just pay for it when I return it. And he said, okay, as long as you return it for me and you pay whatever, then it's fine. So I offered to just be the one to return it. And I watched it and it was hilarious. Oh my goodness. It was so good.
It's funny as fuck, man. You gotta see it the
I
right
could
time
not
too.
watch. I cannot watch it with like other girls. Like I couldn't find one girl who'd want to watch it with me. So, I think that's probably like what established that I mostly only had guy friends.
I saw this alone, and you know what the thing is? It was in, I think, college, and I don't, I just never had the chance to see it with someone. Maybe it's so much funnier when you see it with someone.
So, what year did you watch it then? So it had
Hey,
been out for a
2008.
while.
It's been out for a
2000.
while, for
Okay,
sure.
not that long. All right.
Oh
That's
yeah,
funny.
I might have borrowed it from Video City too. I'm not sure. It'll be funny
Yeah.
if you watch the same copy.
Again. Yeah, so I probably watched it like 2011 or 12. I just
Okay.
never, because
Oh, whoop.
I think I just totally forgot about it. And then I think I just saw it again and I was like, oh my gosh, it's that movie.
Was
And
it?
I
Was
think
it?
even the parody had come out too, but I
Oh
never
shit!
wanted to see that. So I
Oh,
was like,
got it.
maybe if it's that funny,
It
I
starred.
need to watch the original.
It starred Brian Callen and the other guys. Oh, that movie was terrible.
Yeah, I'm not bothering.
Oh God, no! A 50-year-old virgin. Yeah, that was such a shitty movie. I regret watching it so much.
I think it was like 41.
Is that like a 50-year-old virgin?
Oh, is there another parody? I have no
It's
idea.
Brian Callen. I hate that guy. Anyway, so
Yeah.
you remember that Video City in downtown? Is that where you borrowed that
The
from?
one that's like Hibbert and
Yeah,
what's the
exactly.
other one?
Okay.
Silliman Avenue. Yeah.
Sullivan
Is it
Avenue,
there, you think? I feel like they closed down. I don't think they're around anymore.
yeah, I doubt they
I
survived.
had my own account at one point. I
I think
stopped using my friends.
I still owe them 400 pesos. I'm not sure.
Oh, you do? Oh man, I feel
Yeah,
like they were saying like we have to close because people owe us so much money or owe us the movies themselves. And I've always been diligent with returning stuff. I've always been good about that. But yeah, I felt bad. I would get lost here. When I was like a kid, my mom panicked and like went to the police station because I was just gone for too long. And all I had to do was return the DVDs. And I was not allowed to borrow any movies because it was going to be like a school night. But I just spent like, I think I ended up like 3 hours there. And all I did was just like look through all like the covers one by one over and over again. And I go home and no one's home because my mom had been to the police station.
You're just sitting there with your copy of a 40-year-old virgin. No.
I wish. No, but then because of how you are raised here,
Yeah.
my instinct was like, oh, I don't know where my mom is. I'll go to the police station. So we meet at the police station.
Hey, mom.
She's like, oh my gosh, where have you been? And I was like, oh, I was at the movie store this whole time.
Was
I think
looking for
she thought
you.
I was kidnapped, but yeah, it was hilarious. I felt bad, but then not really.
That's funny. But yeah, this is a good point to raise this, right? Because my brother and I, well, we were hauling my box, my bin of records yesterday. He said, like, why do you still keep records when you can just copy everything? Everything's remastered on Spotify and Apple. And I told him there's a different connection when you own an album. So it's, and I don't know. I was watching this video about,
I know what you mean. I totally agree.
I mean, there's no real difference. I think digital music is so much better, even though it's compressed. But it's also, unless you want to hear the original remaster of an album of how it actually sounded when it first was originally recorded, that's the only reason you can go for it, or nostalgia. I don't know. I just like the sense of ownership and that connection you have to a certain something. So, a segue to this. Are you still one to buy a movie? Would you still want to own movies? Like the physical copies of movies?
Yeah, I would. I would. And but that's like my whole,
Goal.
I mean, unnecessary conflicts that I have with myself.
Busy need
Because I,
space.
unlike you, I'm not really a collector. I am not
Okay.
good with having a lot of physical items. Like, I'm not good with owning things because I'm not a very sentimental person, unless it was like a gift. So we used to own a lot of movies. I would collect VHS tapes. I used to have a lot of the Disney copies. Like, we would get them at garage sales when we went to the States. And that was my thing. But eventually, like, I grew out of it, and my mom, we were like moving or supposed to move. And then my mom kind of just like convinced me to, like, let's just give them away. You're a little too old for these anyway. Why don't we just give them away? And I was like, okay, yeah. I'm always told about the ambiguous cousins that I have that would really, really enjoy these. And I'm like, okay, yeah, totally. I'll give them away clothes. So I've always been good about giving stuff away. I don't mind that. My thing though is, I agree with you about there is something nice about having like a physical thing to hold and it's yours, right? Because now, even if you have, I use my husband's Spotify, but even if you have the Spotify, it's not your copy.
You're just renting it, really.
You're just renting it, right? And then that's how they make their money, like how many a percentage of a cent for every play or whatever,
For every
right?
listen, yeah.
So I feel like it's not mine.
Yeah, really.
And you're
Is your
paying for it, which is,
$60
I
a month,
would
yeah.
rather pay the one time that I buy a CD. And then I enjoyed the part where you put it into your iTunes so you can play it whenever you want, but you have the physical CD just in case, right? Just in case you break the CD or something and you could
Exactly.
make copies of it.
That's right.
And so I did like having like a physical thing. Everything being digitized, I get that, like, yeah, the selling point is, oh, it's practical, or yeah, practical and convenient, but it's not the same
Because everything's
when you
streamed
really
now. Like,
and streamed.
we stream our movies, we stream our music, we lease vehicles. Like, like phone plants here in Canada, they introduced this thing recently. I'm not sure if I just misunderstood the whole thing, but this is kind of how it works. It's a device return program. So you're just, instead of paying like top dollar to own the device, you just pay the data plan and a certain amount, like a smaller amount than you usually pay to own it. And then it's called, yeah, it's a device return
Like a
program. So you pay,
lease.
it's like leasing a cell phone. And then come next year, if you want to upgrade, you just turn the phone you got last year and get the new one. And then
That
just
makes
resell.
sense.
It makes sense. And it's applicable. It's great for you if you like upgrading cell phones as much as I do. But
Yeah. So that makes sense. Like for you, that makes sense. Totally.
yeah, exactly. But I guess like that's just the model right now for
Is it a
sale or
lot
time.
cheaper than before, than like a plan, a normal plan?
I would like to hope so, unless I've been duped. But yeah, I've been paying a lesser amount than I expected to get a phone that you like. But so
That
yeah.
definitely makes sense then
So.
in that case. If you're an avid like updater, like you have to get the newest thing right away, I totally get it. It makes sense also long
It
term.
It could also be a generational thing because I talked to a few people,
Maybe.
again, like some of my workmates are like 40, 50 year olds, 60. They're like, yeah, so lease, don't ever lease. It's like you're paying for something and you'll never own it. It's like, I don't know, because they came from that generation where you have to own, like your property is your,
Yeah, you want it yours
yeah, it's
in
your
your
value
name and all of
in
that.
your name,
Yeah,
yeah.
I get that too. I
Yeah.
understand that.
But I don't, everything's
Well,
just
like,
so disposable now, so
I
I
just
don't
have never liked plans. I used to have a phone plan here when I was a kid,
know.
but like if you lose a phone, I don't know how it works now, but like if you lose a phone, you're still paying for it. And then that's it. Like, thank you. So I just have never done that anymore. The only plan that I liked that worked for me in the Philippines was Sun.
Son.
Diligent, paid it, did the whole 24 months. I had no issues with it, but then I was just like, I want to try prepaid. And then from since then, I just always had prepaid. And then whatever phone I wanted, I would just have to really like it, invest in it, and stick with it for as long as I can until I find something better or until it
Hello.
breaks. And then that's it.
Hello, ate, can I buy load? 30 pesos.
Oh,
Only.
yeah, totally. My budget
You're
was just like 200 pesos a
a
month.
month
Yeah.
for phone and text
For
context.
phone, text, and data. Yeah.
Damn. Prepaid shit, huh? I mean, you
Prepaid
know.
is good. For like phone plans, the Philippines does do it, I think, a lot better. It's more convenient, and
It's pretty
I mean, I
good.
get why. It's like super, I wouldn't say necessarily the plans are cheaper. It's just easier to get. Like if you just really need a phone just to be contacted on, it's
No
no
problem.
problem. Yeah, no problem. You can't really
But
have an excuse to not be contactable, you
here's
know?
my experience with that though. I applied for a phone plan with Globe. It took me at least a month. A fucking month just to get a phone plan. Here
A
you're in and
phone
out.
plan, though, that's postpaid.
Postpaid, yeah. Postpaid plans
Yeah.
are just shitty. Like, you know. So I don't know. Anyway, so
Yeah, I love how we
okay.
got into like phone
I don't
plans.
know. We got lost there for a minute. What
Yeah.
particular memory do you have of this film?
Oh, okay. So, I talked about the whole like it being absent. So I went to a Christian school here for like 10 years, and then I think by sixth or seventh grade, like this is a Christian school, like born again Christian school, very conservative. We had like a really strict dress code. We couldn't swear. You get like a tally and then probably detention for saying like the F word. But
Wow.
my goddaughter told me that that's changed. That
Wow.
changed completely after like 10 years. So I was so jealous. Like you got in trouble for having your phone ring. Just
Wow.
if it rang in class and they heard it, you get in trouble. Anyway, stuff like that. So I remember that they finally had the sex talk with
Okay.
us
Okay.
in health class, and
Did
it
they bring out
was,
a banana and a condom?
I think it was a cucumber.
Oh shit, okay.
So they divided us into groups, and what they did was, it was middle, I think I was in middle school. I'm pretty sure I was in middle school or in high school by then. So it was everyone in middle school, or I'm pretty sure it was high school. So everyone in high school, so 9, 10, 11, 12th grades, divided by boys and girls. And so the girls section, it was with all the female teachers. Some of them married, some of them single, some of them were dating, I think. And I remember, and it was so ridiculous. This one of my She was actually our homeroom teacher in my class. She told us about how she had saved herself for marriage,
Okay.
but apparently her husband had not,
Oh.
who is also a teacher there. And
Okay.
our also They're like a
Oh
couple, and
no.
they were our head teachers for our class or something. And she was crying. Like it moved. I mean, the story was just so devastating for her. I guess because I understand, because they do take it to a different level there. And it was for her, it was so heartbreaking that her
Oh.
husband did not save himself for her. And then like it was a bunch of stuff, but it was like 2 days, I think, and it was just basically that. But the main thing was like abstain, really. But no one taught you about the, yeah, they taught us how to, not even, I
How
don't
to
think
have
they even
sex.
did. I think it was in the guy section, and one of my guy classmates told me that they did the whole banana or cucumber thing, but not for the girls. And then, but the thing of this whole like 2 day conference that they had with us, the thing I remember most was our PE teacher, Miss, his name was like Andrew something. He straight up, and he was a cool guy. He went in front of class and goes like this, and is like, "I am the female,
Vagina.
what's it called? Yeah, I'm the
Hymen.
vagina. I'm this is the female like reproductive
Okay,
system.
reproductive
So
organ. Yeah.
my hands are the ovaries. This is the uterus
Oh,
and all that."
okay.
Because he said he was married, and they were a really cool couple. All my teachers, you have to understand, are in their mid-20s, are our age.
That's pretty cool.
All my
Yeah.
teachers were in like 24 to 30,
Okay,
and then
and
30
then.
plus, maybe a few. So all these teachers are relatively young and couples, some of them couples. He straight up told us like, "You should just know how it works, like what happens or what's supposed to happen," because he remembered in college, where he went to a really Christian school, really Christian university, this couple who had saved themselves, like, oh, it's a beautiful thing, right? Like they really did save themselves, and they were like focused in their dating life on, more important things. Their wedding night, they had to call their health teacher. He
What?
gets a call because they're like, "What do we do?"
Mm-hmm.
Damien said, "No idea." And that they didn't realize how embarrassing that is. And he that health teacher they had was like, "I have to change my approach. Like I have to actually tell them like the technical thing that has to happen, I guess."
And these people are teachers, right?
Yeah, they're all teachers. But this health
Okay.
teacher was like, "I'm gonna just be frank with you. Like penis goes in vagina." Like he really had to like be frank. Like, "I don't want you to be like ambiguous. I don't want it to just be like, oh, don't do it. Like, know what not to do."
There's a whole stuff it like how I don't know.
Yeah.
How I don't know. Okay,
Yeah.
sure. That
So this is my memory of that.
got I don't know. This is pre-porn, pre-internet. Okay, I get it. I guess. I guess.
Yeah, so I was just like, and that just like shocked me. Like, no one knows these things. I learned about this stuff relatively young. Like, it's like
Right.
new, just
Just
new.
instinct, yeah.
Some people really are that sheltered or become that sheltered. And I think it could be a good thing, but like I think it comes back to bite you later.
Because we're
Kind of like
all born
Andy,
with the
pretty
urges,
much
right?
Andy.
We all have the urges when we're born. We just don't know what to do with it. So you experiment.
That's why a lot of like very Christian couples do get married really young, like statistically young.
And then divorce.
They start a family really, really, really young.
Hey.
Yeah, that's my memory of it. How about you?
Religion can be very restrictive, eh? And yeah, I don't know. But there's safety in religion. There's comfort. There are also some bad sides to it, like you said. I
Yeah,
don't
it's
know.
they just some people. I don't know. I don't. I don't want to. I don't want to judge on
Generalize.
that part
Yeah.
because it can be a really good thing. I totally
It
get
is a
it.
good
But
thing.
then
Oh,
when
yeah.
it comes down to it, like not having any knowledge at all is also like.
Yeah. That kind of thing won't fly anymore because the kids have the internet now. They're very well
Yeah, I
knowledgeable by
don't
that
know what
time.
I'm gonna do if I have like
If you
I
have
have no
kids.
idea. We already like trying to plan it, but then we're also like we don't know. We don't know what's gonna happen.
It'll be tough for sure. But yeah, my memory of this film, let's see. Okay, so as a guy, this is just a very banal guy story, right? But as a guy, it's like it's a point of honor. Like when you actually do it, and you can just really tell when someone lies. And I had this friend that I think he tells
Pretended
all
that he did or pretended that he didn't?
I think to this day still pretends that he did it. We honestly
No, and
doubt
you
that
can
we did.
tell.
We can tell. That's
You
the
can
thing.
always tell.
Through our listeners, guys, we can tell.
Don't
Other guys cannot.
lie.
Don't lie.
Don't lie.
Like,
Especially to the girl.
that scene where it's like when you touch a titty, it feels like a bag of sand.
Sand.
It's kind of like that. It's so pathetic. I'm like, yeah, okay, bro. Sure,
I'm
bro.
here holding mine, and he's like, what?
So graphic. Okay. But honestly, he just kept on going, and to this day, we honestly think he's just bragging. I don't know. Yeah, he's a good-looking guy. He's all right. He's smart. But why lie though? And honestly, you can just tell. You can just tell the moment the guy walks in.
I mean, why lie? I get it. Because you
Yeah.
want to keep up appearances. You want to look good, like, with your guy friends or whoever your company is, and you don't want to seem like the loser, but it never comes off that way. It never does. Because anyone who has to overcompensate with their stories and, try to put
Dear
in too much
God.
detail, that's already like a red flag.
Like, yeah, are you sure, bro? Are you sure? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so don't lie, guys.
So your memory is of your friend lying
Yes.
about this?
Well,
Okay.
I've,
Until
yeah.
this day, you think so?
Obviously, still think so. I
Has he
might have
not
a.
ever been in a relationship?
No. I think I have a 30-year-old virgin friend.
And
It's no shame in that,
it's
but
not
just don't lie.
yeah, and it's not even like is it not even by choice? Like if it's by choice, own it. Just own it.
Exactly.
Whatever.
But
Right?
we just have a feeling that it's not real. And we've never seen him with a girl, but he keeps
Okay.
that. There's always this
Well,
bogus
yeah, that's
girl.
sad if he has to like keep lying about it.
And we've
I mean, if
offered multiple
anything, he should
times.
like ask for help or
No.
something. Is there
We have
something he
offered
could
help too.
do?
That's the thing. We've
Yeah.
offered help, but he just, I know, bro. I got a game, bro. I got a game. All right, man.
You
Sure.
got game? Oh, I never trust guys who say
God, like, he doesn't
they
even know how to talk to a girl. But anyway, maybe it's his choice.
Oh,
But just don't lie.
well,
Anyway,
yeah, just don't lie
so
about it.
favorite scenes, my favorite part. I just want to rush this part because I want to get to this soon. Like, what is your favorite scene? Because there's so many scenes,
Mine?
right?
Okay. What I remember, I like the health counselor scene and I really like the waxing just because I love watching like people get their eyebrows waxed and it's like so clean.
It's so relaxing.
So it's my favorite. And the
So,
finale song, I thought that was hilarious.
oh yeah. Oh
Yeah, but the
God, Age
waxing
of
scene
Aquarius.
is satisfying.
So,
Almost, but they never do the whole thing, so that part's
yeah.
not satisfying.
Here,
You.
here's a little observation about that film too. In the research, it came up that he was topless a couple of times during the movie, right? And the movie was shot for some span of time, so they had to redo his waxing multiple times.
They
Just to
had to
keep it
redo it?
consistent, yeah, they had to redo it.
Ah.
Ah,
But I
so
thought they had to
imagine
do it in one take.
the first one, yes, there were like five cameras inside that thing, and they were in there for a while. There's like hours and hours of content outside floating on the internet of him just cursing, and him walking out was for real, apparently. He
I mean, I
just I'm
saw
done.
one scene. I don't think it's in the movie, but he was actually bleeding.
It's in the movie. It's in the
I mean,
Amazon Prime version.
you do bleed sometimes when you get waxed. I like getting waxed, but
Like it.
like,
Oh,
he is really hairy though, so I wouldn't have been into
very
that
hairy.
anyway. Super hairy. It's too much.
Poor Steve Carell, he had to suffer that nipple
What
scene
a
where,
trooper.
oh yeah, what a trooper. But when they wax this nipple, because they hired an actress, they didn't hire an actual wax person,
Right. She
right?
wasn't really a waxer
Apparently,
person.
you have to oil the nipple so it doesn't hurt as much, and she didn't
You
do
do.
that. And oh, that's poor Steve
Oh
Carell.
my
Well, it's
gosh.
terrible.
Yeah. Oh
Okay,
my
favorite scene.
goodness.
My
Yeah.
favorite scene. The whole movie, I think I have so many scenes, but the one that really cracked me up recently was the Age of Aquarius version, where Paul Rudd was just giving his all, right?
To the
He.
finale part.
And he was scatting, like, holy fuck, Paul Rudd's scatting. I love
Paul Rudd is so cute.
him. He is. He had to lose weight for this film. It's crazy.
So
Crazy.
dumb.
He plays his roles very well. His side characters,
Yeah.
you just remember him in The Anchorman.
Yeah.
and Forgetting Sarah Marshall. The weather outside is weather, like, you know. He's such a great actor. Great
I liked
actor.
him in Knocked Up, like in the This Is 40,
This is
where
40,
he's
yeah.
just like the
Hell yeah.
dad. Oh, because I think like he basically was like the per his character, like, that's kind of what I want in a husband. That's just all I thought
He's
of.
funny, he's good looking, he doesn't
Yeah.
age. Okay. He's a
Yeah,
great guy.
beautiful. Beautiful.
Beautiful guy. He was also in This Is the End. He was in the movie for like less than a minute and he dies immediately.
Oh, okay.
Was bringing the big bottle of wine.
That's hella funny.
But yeah. Any observations about any research that came up?
Yeah.
You're
Okay. I
very,
have a
very good.
couple. You probably have the same stuff.
Yes.
Should I start?
You start.
Okay. So the actor, I think his name is Shelley Malil. The guy who plays Haziz got like arrested and convicted of attempted murder a couple
Oh
years
shit.
after this came out. So it didn't age well for him. He
No.
stabbed his girlfriend like 25 times
Oh.
and then was supposed to be in jail for life, but got out early on parole. So he's out now, but on parole. And
Damn.
then some things. Oh, because of the impending success, like the new 40-year-old version was going to be a hit.
Hit.
This is a reason The Office, despite their low ratings and I think low viewership as well, that's the reason they got a season two. They're just like, we don't care, even if it's not going to do well. But because Steve Carell is doing this movie and it's going to be a hit,
It's gonna blow up.
The Office is going to blow up thanks to him. So he's really the reason why The
Shit.
Office continued at all, I think.
God damn.
And I'm very thankful for that. I love The
Yeah.
Office.
Well, mine would be he was relatively unknown before this. Apparently, he was on The Daily Show. For he was an anchor there, and then
For like Anchorman?
no,
I'm pretty
before
sure
the
that was like a
Anchorman.
segment. Oh, okay.
He was a, yeah, he was an anchor in an SNL segment. And in underground circles, he was also a legend, apparently. He ran the circuits for comedy and shit. He's pretty cool. And yeah, like some of his roles too, like he can play a dramatic comedy role so well, so he's very flexible. Have you
Yeah.
seen shit, Crazy Stupid Love? I love that
Oh,
movie.
yeah.
Be
It was
better
okay.
than the
Yeah. Oh,
gap,
I also like Judd Apatow likes to use, like, his wife is in it, Leslie Mann, and you know, those characters. But it's also funny because Steve Carell's real wife, Nancy, plays the counselor lady. And the counseling thing was actually really funny. I
It
like
was a good
that.
scene.
And she has like such a serious, but she's a comedian herself. She was in SNL.
That's
And she's
right.
like super serious in there. I'm like, how do you do this? Like, how do you guys work together? But it
That's
works.
right. But it works. It works.
Yeah.
Oh, I also like Jerry Bednar, whatever his name was, like
Ah.
Mooj. Go fuck a goat. I don't know what the fuck that was about, but yeah, go
What,
fuck a
like,
goat.
and then something, there was something that was like, why you didn't invite us? Like, they weren't invited to the poker game. You think we're
Yeah,
Al-Qaeda?
it's not
And we
that
walk
kind of
away.
party. It's not that kind of party. Catherine Keener. We have to talk about Catherine Keener because
What about her?
she's in Get Out, and
Is she what the mom?
she's the mom.
Okay.
Yeah, she's the tea girl, and you know what? Weirdly enough, I actually thought Catherine Keener was the same mom, was a same mom in Spider-Man Homecoming. It's
The
not. It's
mom?
a
The
Spider-Man
aunt?
Home. The aunt, rather, sorry. What's her
Ah, no,
face?
that's Marissa
Marissa Tomei. They look the same to me
Tomei.
for some reason.
Really? Okay.
Marissa Tomei is also very hot. But yeah.
Yeah, very good
And
looking. Age well.
in this film, I think they kind of look the same. I don't know if it's just me or because they're both tall, lanky, long hair.
I don't
And
know. Blonde hair?
no,
Like,
long
who
hair.
nuts?
Long
Oh,
hair.
long hair. Okay,
Yeah.
maybe.
And
Catherine Keener,
they
I just know she's in all like the indie-ish type of
Yeah.
movies. Yeah.
She's an
And she has a very
indie
distinct voice.
superstar. Yes. A little husky.
I
She's
like
very
it.
husky. But yeah, Get Out. She's
She can
great
do
in Get Out.
serious. She can do like serious
She can do
movies, and
comedy
she can do
too.
funny. Yeah,
So
she's a good actress.
the movie felt like it was just improv, which is the coolest part. Can
It
you
was
imagine?
though. It
It
was.
was. It was.
It
Can
was
you just
totally improv.
imagine the hours of tape we haven't seen? I'd love to have that.
Yeah, I read that it was really long. Like, I think
Really
they
long.
held a record for how much footage they had for
Yeah,
the movie
shit.
and just not used all of it.
The one on Prime, the one I saw was like 1 hour 53 minutes, but there's an unrated version that I've yet to find.
That's two,
It's
like 2 hours and
two
10
hours
minutes long,
15,
I think.
two
Oh,
hours and
15, okay.
15, yeah. But
Yeah.
yeah.
What does it mean when it's unrated?
It's a lot more boob scenes, I guess. A lot more nudity.
Unrated meaning it doesn't say like, oh, it's PG-13 or R-rated or, oh, okay, so they don't have a label for it.
I think this was rated
Okay.
R, wasn't
I have no idea, but I just wasn't allowed to watch it. Here it was rated 13, whatever 13 is.
Oh,
So
shit.
basically, if you're 13 and under, you can't. That's why I couldn't watch it. Yet. I couldn't watch it.
Let me see. Rate. What's the rating for this film? Rated R for
Oh, it's
pervasive
R?
sexual content.
Okay.
It's R,
Here
yeah.
was 13. So I wouldn't
Oh,
have been
damn.
able to rent it out yet, I think, and without getting like any red flags. But I think I was 13 by the time it came out. Either way, I didn't risk it. I
Hey, you
didn't
don't want to get a spanking. But yeah.
want to get like in trouble.
So a lot of these characters, they also went off to star in their own films. Like Jonah Hill, what was it? Bring Him to the Greek. I think that was an Apatow film. Mindy Kaling, this was her first film credit. And
She
yeah,
was in the
Paul
office
Rudd.
with it. She's in the office too.
She's in The Office, yeah. She's funny.
Yeah.
She also
She's
has a
cute.
book published. She's cute. Yeah. Anyway, so moving on, do you have anything else you want to add? Observations? Okay. Because there's just so much, man. We don't have time. We don't have enough time for this.
No, not really. We pretty much covered everything that I had written down that
Did
I
we
wanted to
cover all the
bring up.
funniest things? I think we did. I think we did.
Yeah.
Be so horny. This mic right home. Be so horny. You're so stupid. But yeah. Anyway, so any similar recommendations? Oh, all the
Well, if you
Apatow
want,
films.
just type a lot. Yeah, what I wrote here is anything else by Judd
Wait.
Apatow.
Have you seen King of Staten Island?
Yes, I didn't
Yeah.
like it though.
Nah.
I thought the story was warm because it was kind of pretty much
Father
based
son
on Pete
on Pete's
Davidson's
life.
dad.
Yeah.
But the movie itself, I wasn't like a huge.
Was
I don't
so
think I could even
long.
watch it in one sitting. Yeah, I
It was
couldn't finish
so
it in one
long.
sitting. It was too much.
See, I can't even remember a single line from that film. As much as I
Yeah.
love Pete, as much as I love Bill Burr.
I
And then
like Bill Burr. I
Bill
really
Burr,
like Bill Burr.
his podcast is also one of the best ones out there. The Monday Morning Podcast, have you listened to it? He just
I did
rants.
before. Yeah, he just rants. It's
He just
funny too
rants.
because the one episode that he was in New York, I was in New York too
Oh,
listening, and I'm
shit.
like, I gotta go look for him.
A city of 40 million people, huh? Where are the
So I
chances?
was like, no, what do I do if I see him? I'm like, I'm listening to your podcast and I just see that annoying person. He's gonna be like, this stupid Asian girl looked at me and was like,
Grab my nuts with you.
yeah.
Go fuck yourself with
Yeah.
you.
I
I
was saying
love
for like, so anything that's to specific movies though, if you want
Knocked Up.
something that would recommend it like this.
Definitely
So
Knocked Up.
Knocked Up, yeah. Oh wait, I wrote it down here. I'm not even using my arc. I was reading it on my notebook. Well, for Getting Sarah Marshall, I
Oh,
would
yeah.
suggest, which, yeah, it's not on there. But for the genre, I would
Comedy.
say if you want to see a series, I'd go with like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's also a good one.
The further raunchiness in American Pie,
Hey,
but
American Pie.
more juvenile. Even more juvenile.
I was gonna go with Forgetting Sarah Marshall too.
Yeah,
And this
Forgetting
is
Sarah Marshall.
40. What else? What other ones? Okay, one second.
I
Judd
like
Apatow
This Is the
films.
End. I thought that was
But that
funny.
wasn't him, though. That was
It wasn't him, but the same characters.
all the
Sorry, there's
characters
the
are in
same
there.
actors. A lot of the actors are in there.
There,
It was
it's
just funny.
It was like the perfect Apatow film, but it wasn't his. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else should I?
Definitely.
Oh, yeah, no. The Pop Star, Never Stop Stopping, that kind of film.
It's okay. I watched it
It was
once.
okay. So he was, oh, Pineapple Express, he was a producer in that film. Okay.
Oh, that's funny. I like that movie.
Funny
It was really a
People,
stoner
smaller
themed
film. He's a
movie.
producer in a lot of things.
I like that ultimately. I
Superbad,
forgot
really
to
fun.
mention this. Oh yeah,
Sure.
Superbad. Oh my
Of
goodness, how did
course.
I forget that?
How do you forget
What I
that?
forgot to mention in observations is I kind of wish I had watched this while I was in my Christian school. Because I think this would have been a really good conversation about like the whole
Sex.
abstinence thing that they're promoting. And like to challenge them. Even though but they would never have allowed this in school because
Of
they
course.
swear too much and it's just
Oh,
way
yeah.
too many things that would have been allowed. But the conversation about it, right? I think it would have been perfect. And because ultimately it is actually pretty wholesome.
The character is wholesome, let's put
The
it that way.
character himself is really wholesome.
And there's this whole arc
And
about his friends being horn dogs, and they realize the wrong of their ways. They eventually realize, hey, you got it right, Andy, you have it right. So R Romany Malco, he got he well, I'm not sure if they married, but they're having a child together with this girlfriend.
They end up back together.
Seth Rogen, I think he
He starts
wrote he,
dating that chick that he hired.
that's right, he became a
Or
novelist.
was it Elizabeth Banks? I'm not
I'm not
sure.
sure, but he became a novelist. And then Paul Rudd, I'm not sure what Paul Rudd's arc is, but he was half naked in the dance scene. Just he was scatting. Paul Rudd's the best. So yeah, any final thoughts?
Well, kind of that is actually kind of a feel good movie if you can look past all the other like raunchy things, but like the essence of it is where he Andy as a character, I think is someone to sort of look up to. Yeah, he's a hero.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's
Good
a
guy,
good guy.
Andy.
True love waits.
That's right. That's good. That's good. Yeah, he's chill. He's chill.
Pretty
So,
much. I like
yeah.
it. It's a good movie. It's a movie I will look for. And I was so happy when I found it on Netflix here because I don't think it's in Netflix in the States or the
Has it?
Philippines. I couldn't. Because I will randomly search this like when I just feel like it. And I haven't found it until I got home.
Well, so ask me what my final thoughts are.
Yeah, what are your final thoughts, right? Give us your seeds of wisdom.
No. My final thoughts are like this character, Andy, he's a precursor for he came before everything. Everything that he did became cool because now people collect toys. Like
Interesting, yes.
people, here's a theory of mine. People who grew up with this film, they ended up becoming toy collectors. I have this one friend here who apparently loves this movie so much. Dude, he has like two storage units full of cool ass toys. Let me show you something.
Wow. Okay. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
So, for my brother's birthday last year, I went over to their place. I had like $100 with me. I'm like, I want to buy a toy for my brother. He said, you know what? Here, he gave me a Boba Fett toy from the
Wow.
2000s. So he bought it originally for $3.99. When he said, Google how much that toy is now. It's like $280. It's just 10 years old, 10 or so years old.
Wow.
And he
That's not
said,
bad.
yeah,
Oh my
that's not bad.
gosh.
He said, give that to your brother. That's my gift to him. And then he said, and this is my gift to you. It's an Admiral Akbar toy.
Oh.
In original printing, he bought it for $3.
Wow.
$3.
Nice.
This thing right now is 350. And he said, I'm just giving that those toys to you, and I just want one favor. He said, just don't sell them. Wait
Oh yeah, never. You
to
will
sell them.
never be allowed to
Yeah.
unless you really need to.
You
You have to
really
get
need
his
them.
permission first.
Exactly. So this toy will never be opened. I'm just gonna sell this at some point. And you know. So yeah, comic books, toys, everything that guy does now is cool as shit. He was a
Yeah.
precursor
It
to
is.
the nerd culture that we're enjoying right now. So yeah, you could maybe credit
I
this
think
guy.
Big Bang Theory also brought that back.
Yeah,
They made it
They made it. But a few years later. They came a few years later, didn't they? Big Bang was like 2009?
Late 2000s, yeah.
Yeah. That's also...
I also had another thought, though. Okay, what? Yeah, what?
Oh, yeah, what's your thought?
Well, I thought that, like, Andy is kind of Michael Scott if it was a parallel universe.
Yeah.
Michael Scott never found his, like, person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But Andy's also, like, a saleswoman, and I think, like, he's in a parallel universe. If he just, like, kept to himself, he was Andy.
Yeah.
But something happened, and it didn't work out with Trish. Yeah. He never met Trish, and that's how he ended up in Scranton.
It could be.
It became more cringy.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, this movie, it aged very well. I mean, no, not really well. But no, for me,
I think it was fine.
The laughter still stays with me though. I'm gonna go rewatch this film today. I mean, I respect everything, you know, all that shit, but this film is just funny.
Who cares?
It's just funny.
It's hilarious.
It's fucking hilarious. All right, yeah. So Hannah, we are at the end of episode 6. Yeah, hey, thanks. Mm-hmm. We did 2 episodes back to back. And all right, you guys, thank you so much for sticking with us. Thank you, Hannah.
Yeah. Enjoy your day.
Yeah, you too, Hannah. I have to go hop on to work now. Bye, guys. Again, this is episode 6 of Movies and Memories. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
It was fun. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.